Hey, gorgeous people. Hey, beautiful people. Hey, lovely, amazing, God-fearing, not God-fearing, beautiful, made in his image, people. Long time no see. I hope you're not mad at me. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your prayers if you've been praying for this podcast. Thank you for your love. I just thank you guys as well as thanking God for allowing me to get here. Because Lord knows, it took me a while to get here, but we're here and that's all that matters. There's a lot to talk about. There will be no putting, this is just going to be the video in between the series that we were doing, Treasure in Clay Jars. However, next week, that episode for Treasure in Clay Jars will come out. However, today, I know I needed to record something. Like, I need to record. And I know that I've been putting it off day by day. And it was like, okay, I'll do it next week. Week turned to another week, another week, another week, and then it's a month. And I refuse to let it go to 2 months without me recording. So we are here. Don't run away from what God has called you to do. This is me talking to myself. This is going to be like a digital diary, digital journal entry. Like, I need to just be able to be vulnerable with you guys on another level. I need to be able to talk to you guys and be real with you. I'm not going to sit here and be fake. I was watching a With the Perrys podcast episode called We Are Just Jars of Clay, and it made me realize, like, they did not want to record that day either. They did not want to record at all either, but they were like, we have to record something because we can't just sit here and try to fake it to make it. And I realized, like, I felt like I had to keep coming on the podcast and, like, having to fake it till I make it, like, have something, have some word, have, and you, who knows, like, God uses us in all and every situation. So I could, there's definitely going to be a time and point throughout here where he's going to give us word, feed me and feed you. I'm just going to let him use me through this, allow me to be vulnerable with you, because who knows if someone's going through the same stuff that I'm going through, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially. Like, it's gonna be good to just be here and have this FaceTime call with y'all, because I missed y'all. And I know it may not seem like I missed y'all because it's been a while, but I promise I missed you. Believe me, please. I have not been a great host, and I apologize sincerely. I really do. I'm sorry. However, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for watching. Thank you for staying 4 minutes in. Right now, about to be 4 minutes in. And I'm rambling because I'm anxious. But thank you guys. And I'm happy that you guys are here talking on this FaceTime call with me. If you haven't already, like, wherever you are, whoever you're with, unplug your headphones and share this with them. I love you, stranger, not stranger. Your family, distant family that I haven't met yet, distant friends I haven't met yet, but we're like friends and family at the same time. I just haven't met you yet, so I wanted to tell you, like, I know you may not know me, but I love you, and I'm happy you're here. And I'm happy that you just happened to, like, you know, see my face and, like, talk to me. So, you know, even though, you know, like, we're talking, you know, we're having a conversation right now. Like, it's getting awkward. Oh, okay. Okay. That's fine. But I love you guys. I love you wholeheartedly. More than I love you. I know someone who loves you more than I love you. And his name is Jesus, and he loves me, and I know this. Praise be, because he died for me, and he rescued me. They don't want me on the praise team. They don't want me because, you know, I'll break windows with the high notes. Yeah. But I'm rambling, you guys. I'm a little nervous. But what we do, what we're going to do, what we're going to start off with is the best thing that we can start off with is with prayer. So everybody, wherever you are, whoever you're with, whether you're at work, at the gym, in your bed, laying down on the couch, eating food, out with friends, out with family, wherever you are, we about to pray. So join me in prayer. Bow your heads, open your hearts, open your minds to Jesus. Open your hearts, open your minds to God, and just allow him to be here with us. Okay? Dear Heavenly Father, dear El Shaddai, dear Elohim, dear El Roy, dear Jehovah Jireh, dear God, Almighty God, God of gods, Lord of lords, King of kings, we come to you today and we bow our heads to you. We want to take this moment to really think, before we even get to praying, really think about who we are praying to. Father, we invite you in this place. We invite you in our hearts, Father God. We just want to sit here and really think about who we're praying to. As you listen to my voice praying with you, Father, I just ask that you touch them, touch their hearts, touch their minds. Purify them by fire, Father. As you're listening to me pray, I ask that you just think about who you're praying to. Going to take a moment to just think about who we're praying to. We are praying to the Almighty God. We are praying to our Savior. We are praying to our Keeper. We are praying to the lover of our soul. We are praying to our Father in heaven. We are praying to the one who created the earth, created the waves, the beaches, the animals, the grass, the plants, the fruit, the veggies, the food. Created the skies, the sun, the moon, created all these beautiful things, these gorgeous things. And then he still said there's more to do. So when he created us, he looked at himself and he created you. God spoke everything else to existence, but he loved us so much before we even created that he looked at himself to create us. You're walking around with the face of God, exactly how he wanted you to be created, in his image. Sit and take that into your heart, that you were created in his image. No one else's. Father God, we just ask that throughout this podcast, that you just continue to soften our hearts, soften our minds, soften our spirits. Let us be receptive to what you have to say. Father, we love you. We are not perfect. We are not perfect. And you don't call us to be perfect, but you call us to be faithful. and trust in you. And that's what we shall do from now until the day we see you. Father, just have your way. Have your way in our lives. We surrender our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our souls, and our spirit to you, Lord. Have your way. In your precious, mighty, majestic, wonderful, beautiful Son Jesus' name we pray. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Y'all, about to cry. About to cry. Whenever, like, I was 2819, shout out to 2819. When I was listening to 2819, they had a sermon, and Pastor Philip Anthony Mitchell was saying how he had his daughter pray, and he was like, she started praying, and he was like, wait, really sit before you start to pray. Think about who you're praying to. Hit my heart. Wearing my contacts, like, it dries my eyes out, so I can't even cry the way I want to. However, it hit my heart. Like, you gotta think about who you're praying to. Who you're praying to. Like, who you're speaking to. Who you get to have a conversation with. The God who created you. The God who created you is who you're praying to. Your Father, who wants to call you friend. Who wants to call you friend. Like, it just gives me so much joy. Like, my man. He's just so amazing. He's just so good. Like, and it's moments like these where you sit and pray. Even when I'm like sitting here, like, realistically, I'm sitting on my bed, have the mic up, have the mic hooked up to my laptop, staring at a camera, my phone. Actually staring at the camera, speaking to you, and I can't see you, but I feel your presence. I feel God's presence, and I feel your heart as I'm speaking to you, you listener, man or woman. Like, I hear you, and I'm listening, and I feel you excited with me. And I'm happy that I feel the Spirit filling me up as I do my best to fill you guys up with my overflow. Because he's giving me my portion so I can give you my overflow. Like, that's so beautiful. And I love that. I love that. Down to the meat of it. Getting here, sitting in front of the camera again, was the hardest part because I did not want to. I felt like I was in a big rut. Like, I got really discouraged. Like, I got really discouraged and distracted. Discouraged, then distracted, then lazy. And the spirit of laziness is a lie. And we cast it down to the pits of hell, where it belongs, chained down, thrown into the lake of fire. We do not come into agreement with the spirit of laziness. Spirit of laziness is what really gets people like me, myself even. I will not come into agreement with the spirit of laziness. It is, I saw you guys last year. Forgive me. I saw you guys last year. Forgive me. And it's been a month. A little over a month since I've recorded, since I've posted. So this year, I feel is going to be a great year, but also an extremely hard year. An extremely hard year. Like, trials and tribulations, but I'm more so excited than anything because I know God's going to get the glory out of it. And I know He's calling me to focus and lock in on this podcast. I've been asking Him a lot of questions that He knows and a lot of things and confirmations I need confirmations on. I fasted at the beginning of the year for confirmations on certain things that were a hard decision to make, but I knew what I had to do, and He allowed the fast to go beautifully. He allowed me to be able to see and hear things and do things that I thought I couldn't do while walking in disobedience, not recording, not having posted anything, in a rut. How He still blessed me so much while I was walking in disobedience, feeling in a rut. It's terrible. I almost get sick with myself. And I try not to get that way or feel that way. But like, when you know you're supposed to be doing something for God and you just don't feel qualified for it, or when you start to not feel like you're good enough for it, and then the devil just comes in and tries to speak more things into it so your brain can run with it, it's a really hard thing to get out of. Mentally, you have to make sure you're constantly giving your mind up to Jesus, because if you let your flesh get a hold of your mind, it'll run wild on things that are not of Him. As I just said that, like God is literally speaking to me, right? Like it's so hard. Like, the way I needed that to remind myself that, like, I don't qualify myself. I'm not called to be perfect. I need to start looking back at the examples in the Bible. Who was perfect? I only know one man, and His name was Jesus, who's perfect in this Bible. Only person who was perfect. All the other prophets and all the other people that God called were not perfect. And they fell down. But they raised back up and fell back down into God. They fell back down to God. Asked Him for forgiveness. Asked Him for guidance. And He gave them grace and mercy and blessed them continually. And it's like the best blessing possibly that I've ever received was His presence. Like, the fact that I prayed to You, I prayed to You, I spoke to You, and You blessed me. Not only with a response, but Your presence. Like, to be in God's presence is overwhelmingly beautiful. Like, the amount of joy and peace and serenity that you feel is so unbelievable. Like, my mind cannot comprehend how I feel in that moment at all. It's like, you don't want to leave it. I don't want to leave it. I catch my flesh trying to take advantage of those situations, even me feeling filled by the Holy Spirit, filled with His presence, trying to get sleepy, trying to shut down while I'm in His presence, trying to make my mind go to other things that aren't important. And it's like, still, God blesses me with his presence. Still, he blesses me with a response. Still, he loves me. Still, he gives me mercy. Still, he gives me grace. Like, it's the hardest thing ever. Like, high key, been going through it. Like spiritually, feel like I've had some really weak days. And I feel like I've had some really sad days, but I have not been able to cry and give it up to God the way I want to. And that's all he calls us to do, speak to him. And that's hard for me. If I can be completely honest and wholehearted with you guys, like, that was hard for me. Because when you don't feel like you deserve to speak to him, which I don't. I don't. But he blessed me with Jesus so that I could speak to him. Even when I sin, even when I feel disgusting, even when I feel unimportant, even when I feel not called. Saved by grace. And it's like, you know, it gets bad when you start to listen to gospel music and you're singing it, but are you really thinking about the words you're saying? Like, you don't let gospel songs just become music to you. It's a form of praise. It's a form of worship. Whenever you sing those songs, every time you sing those songs, think about what you're saying to him. Think about who you're talking about in the songs. Don't just let it become music. Because when you just let it become music, then it's just like, you know, I get tired of it. I get tired of the song. Like, same song, you know, I get tired of it. Like, my girls know. Shout out to Revive Angels. Y'all know I'm sick of hearing the song, You Know My Name. But when you think about the words they're saying, she's saying in that song, and what she's saying and who she's talking about, you take yourself out of it and you get into a form of worship. Lord knows I'm tired of that song. But it's not about the song. It's about who we're singing it to, who we're praising about it to. It's about that. That's the most important thing. And it's like, I found myself saying I'm gonna record, getting lazy, laying on the bed, swiping, 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 swiping. Jackie Apuri has a song. She says, I don't gotta get high. All I gotta do is swipe. Mind is a busybody. Mind floating like a kite. Like, you realistically don't need to get high. You don't need to smoke. You don't need to drink alcohol to be mindlessly doing something in addiction. Sorry, excuse me. To be mindlessly doing something in addiction to it. If you think about it, we get in this lazy function state of swiping, 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 swiping on social media, on any type of social media. Because I catch myself doing it on Pinterest. I catch myself doing it on YouTube. I catch myself doing it on Instagram. I catch myself doing it on TikTok. Like, any form of social media, I catch myself swiping, swiping, swiping mindlessly. Because the mind isn't, the flesh is never satisfied. The flesh is never satisfied. So you're going to keep swiping, keep swiping, keep swiping mindlessly. And it's funny how we can do that for hours. But as soon as we want to open that word up, you go straight to dodo. As soon as you open the word up, I can't just be me. Can't just be me. That you can swipe for hours, but as soon as you open the word up, automatically, all of a sudden, you're tired. You tired? Like, I'm talking to myself. Like, I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to myself. I'm talking about myself. Like, how come I'm excited to read. I've been excited to read all day. When I finally get to sit in my room, get some alone time with God, I open my word up and I'm tired. It's sickening. That's when you have to rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name. Cast that boy down to the pits of hell where it belongs. Like, you must. Like, I think that's why it's so important to always stay in your word, because I realize, and this may be TMI, maybe too much for your ears, maybe a trigger warning for you. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time. But like, I catch myself getting more lustful thoughts, or getting thoughts that are more angry, or things that are just not of God. Like any of those like seven deadly sins, like thinking of those type of like thoughts, like mainly lustful thoughts. I don't know why it always goes to lustful thoughts. Actually, I do know why, which I'm going to go into a little later. But when I'm not filled by the word, or filled by the presence, filled by just praying to him, when I'm lacking in the things I need to do, like talking to God, just talking to God alone is filling. Reading the word alone is filling. So when I'm not doing that on a regular basis, when I'm not doing that as much as I should be, I don't feel filled, and I try to fulfill it with something ungodly, or my flesh tries to fulfill it with something ungodly quick. Like, I realize I haven't been in my word as much as I would like to be. I work I'm at work for like 11 hours, I have an hour lunch. And in between times, I try to read my word, but I feel like everything's pulling my attention elsewhere. I try to as much as possible. I try to even listen to stuff while I'm at work, even though I'm not supposed to. I try to get some word in while I'm at work in some form or fashion. Because then when I get to lunch, I'm tired. I just want to eat and go to sleep. And a lot of times I just sleep during my lunch. I just sleep. I get 2:15s. I end up just replying back to people's text messages, or just catch myself scrolling on YouTube, scrolling on Pinterest. And it's like, during those times, I need to take the time to read, even if it's a couple verses, and be hungry for it. Because I'm not hungry for it the way I should be. And I'm hungry for it, but I've been feeling unfulfilled by it. Unfulfilled, not by the word, but unfulfilled by myself, like within myself. Not saying God's word is unfulfilling. More than fulfilling his word is. I'm saying I've been feeling unfulfilled in myself, which caused me to not do the things I need to be doing. Point blank, period. Like, that's just as simple as it is. And it's the cause of being lazy. Cause of always being tired. Like, I feel like the spirit of sleepiness, of whatever it is, laziness, being tired all the time, has been trying to take hold of me, and I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Cast down to the pits of hell, chained to the lake of fire in Jesus' name, because it's been getting me. Like, I would just be like, I'm just tired, I just want to go home and sleep. Like, I just want to go home and sleep, and I need to use the word to energize me instead of thinking every time I open the word I'm going to get sleepy. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Like, These spirits, these things that try to catch hold of us when we're in these like weakened states, or when we've been working a lot, doing things a lot for a lot of people, other people. Because I catch myself doing that. I stretch myself thin. Anybody asks me for anything, I try to do it for them, especially if I have time. I try to make time for everybody. Stretch myself thin to the point where I don't make time for myself. When I say make time for myself, make time for my private time with God. Because I stretch myself thin, knowing I don't have that time. Like, I need to make time for the things that he calls me to do, like this podcast. Need to make time to research on how to edit properly, edit better, or needed to make time to make thumbnails and stuff to post this stuff because I want to grow this. I want to grow this, not for my own will, because y'all know I've said it multiple times. This is not because I wanted to do it, but because he wants me to do it. And because he wants me to do it, I want it more. Because I want him to get the glory. I want people to know his name. And I feel like we need to be more thirsty for people to hear the gospel, hear the word, hear Jesus, know Jesus, because time is running out. Like, as much as people keep saying that and been saying it for years, time is running out. A year is not long enough. A year is not enough time for you. You need to get to know him now. Don't postpone it until you're older, because you think this is something when you need to start getting serious when you're older. Get serious now, because there's not enough time. Get serious now. Don't procrastinate. Don't be like me. Like, don't sit here and sit on something, sit on ideas for a while and just let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Like, do it now. You thought of something that you want to do with God, do it now. What are you waiting for? Oh, but I have to do that. No, just do it now. God didn't call it to be perfect. Why are you trying to make it perfect? Don't half. You know what? Don't half step it. But put your all into it. Put your all into it. And I catch myself like, I don't know if it's just me, but I watched a video. A woman was talking about how we must be godly even on our periods. And I'm bumping from topic to topic, but that's what today's episode is about. I'm just pouring out to y'all. When we get our periods, we still need to be godly on our periods. And I catch myself being very snippy, being very emotional, being very angry with everything, with the world, like, and not being as patient-filled, as graceful, being a light, being kind the way I should be. And I feel like during that time when you're on your period as a lady, I'm speaking to the ladies here, obviously, get into his presence more when you feel yourself getting more. There's no excuse for us. If we're feeling pain, we feel pain. There's a way to express things. I just want to be left alone right now. I'm feeling a lot of pain. I appreciate you talking to me. I just need a moment. There's a way to express things, even if you don't want to, because there's times where we are not the best to God. We are annoying. But he still speaks to us in a way that he believes we deserve to be spoken to, because he loves us. So we must do the same for the people that we love. I'm speaking to myself, because I catch myself doing this a lot. My peoples know. And I apologize to everyone who is listening, who knows. I apologize, and I apologize, and I apologize. No excuse for the way that you act, period or not on period. Like, we must be better. Like, we get aggravated by things, but that's not a good enough reason to treat people the way you treat them, just because you're aggravated. Get over yourself. It's not always about you. Like, and some, when I see some people, like myself included, you need to hear that sometimes. It's not always about you. Get over yourself. It's not always about you. And you must, like, find a way to want to put others first, but not saying put them first over your salvation. But I'm saying, like, think about other people's emotions first. You find a lot of peace and joy in treating people the way you want to be treated, even when they don't treat you that way. Because you know that you're doing your best to treat them the way you would want to be treated. And I find a lot of peace and joy in being kind to people who are mean to me, or being kind to people who are having a hard day and they're taking it out on me. Because I catch myself doing that as well. Like, not perfect. Not perfect. But give those people who seem like they're always having a bad day, seem like they're always talking about something negative, find grace, find peace, and find patience for them. Because you never know how much your your joy, your niceness, your kindness goes for them, touches them in ways that you possibly can't see. And it's a blessing when God allows us to see what our kindness does for people. It's a blessing to see it. So when God tells you to do something and you're like, why this person's this, that, and that, when he allows you to see what the blessing, what you being obedient has done, it's such a blessing. I find that to be the greatest joy. The greatest joy. Being able to carry out something from God and for him to allow me to see what it did for the person. Not because of me, but because of what he did through them. And I love that. Like, over this, as this year began, I want to be a better carrier, beacon of light for the word of God. I want to evangelize, y'all. Like, I want to evangelize. I want to further this podcast. I want to take this podcast more seriously. I want to give it my 110%. I want to give it more than what I've been giving it, because it deserves more, because I keep saying I want to speak about the word of God, but God gave me this platform and I'm not using it the way he wants me to use it. I think it's so important that you got to take what God is giving you seriously. And if you don't think you're qualified, you're not. He qualified you. And if he puts you on the platform, don't you think he's going to give you the words to say? So why are you acting like you don't know that already? I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to me. Like, you are not the one who qualifies. Your mom doesn't qualify. Your dad doesn't qualify. Your sister doesn't qualify. Your brother doesn't qualify. Your cousins, your uncles, your aunties, your grandma, your grandpa, your mentor, your pastor, your minister, your intercessor. They don't qualify. The deacons, the apostles, the prophets, they don't qualify you. God, and God alone qualifies you. God alone qualifies you. So who are you to think that you can unqualify yourself because you don't think you're qualified? Well, maybe you're not. You're not qualified. But God said you're qualified. You're not qualified in your own mind, but it doesn't matter about what you think. It's about what God says and the promise he's given to you. And his word doesn't go void. Every promise he has, he keeps. He doesn't break promises. Everything he says will come to fruition. It's as simple as that. Get it together, Layla. Oh my gosh. I just realized I didn't even introduce myself. Hi, you guys. I'm Layla, and this is Underneath the Surface. If you got this far in, I love you. You're amazing. Thank you for being here. We just talking, we just catching up, just us girls and gals and guys, just catching up, having a conversation. I'm so sorry, so sorry, so sorry. I also want to know, like, what song has been in your head? What song have you been jamming to? Like, tell me, like, put it down in the comments. I need to hear them gospel songs. What's been playing on your mind? Yeah. But I hope that this, so far has, like, resonated with you, or you got something from it. We got to read some word before we go, because I'm not going to sit here and jabba, jabba, jabba and not talk about word or give you word, so we can read some word, okay? And we're going to read my favorite psalm. Yeah, my favorite psalm. So, turn your Bibles. I'm reading NLT version to Psalm 77. And this is as it reads, okay? I cry out to God. Yes, I shout. Oh God, oh that God would listen to me. When I was in deep trouble, I searched for the Lord. All night long I prayed with hands lifted toward heaven, but my soul was not comforted. I think of God and I moan, overwhelmed with longing for his help. You don't let me sleep. I'm too distressed to even pray. I think of the good old days long since ended, when my nights were filled with joyful songs. I search my soul and I ponder the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never be kind, never again be kind to me? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Has his promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he slammed the door on his compassion? And I said, this is my fate. The Most High turned his hand against me. But then I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. O God, your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as you? You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your power, your awesome power among the nations. By your strong arm you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. When the Red Sea saw you, O God, the waters looked and trembled. The sea quaked to its very depths. The clouds poured down rain, the thunder rumbled in the sky. Your arrows of lightning flashed. Your thunder roared from the whirlwind. The lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your road led through the sea, your pathway through the mighty waters, a pathway no one knew was there. You led your people along the road, like a flock of sheep, with Moses and Aaron as their shepherds. God, we blessed the hearing and the reading of your word. In your mighty name we pray, amen. That psalm will always do it to me. Whenever I kept moping around, I took the time to read the psalm and meditate on it and think about it. Think, you may be going through a rut. You may feel like God's quiet. Think about the things he has already done for you. Think about a time you were down and he held you up. He has never left you. He has never forsaken you. Why would he do it now? Why would he do it now? It's because he wouldn't. It's not in his character. It's not something he would do. So I'm going to let that conclude today. Thank you for catching up with me, you guys. Thank you for allowing me to be vulnerable with you. Thank you. Oh, I just realized I didn't even talk about that. Pause. We're going to pause that ending because I'm not done yet. You thought it was over. But I'm sorry, I catch myself. I need your prayers. Please pray for me. I realize that I've been neglecting a part of healing that I thought I already completed, and I have not. And I'm very thankful and grateful that God allowed me to see it early on because I have a boyfriend now, or courting with somebody, however you would like to say it, and we're working towards a kingdom relationship, and we are doing things in alignment to what God wants us to do. We have our Bible studies, we pray together, and being with him allowed me to realize there's a lot about myself that needs to change. Like being in like my first godly relationship is not the easiest, and I think that's what allowed me to be able to allow God to be able to dig up and uproot the things that I thought I was okay with, and like realize that there's a lot of things that triggered me because I'm healed and I'm delivered from past situations, but I have not been restored from past situations. And it's beautiful that he allowed me to be able to see it early on, because I've been watching a lot of more videos. Once I heard, because my boyfriend was talking to my brother and he said to him, oh, you're delivered from it, but have you been restored from it? Like, is that part of yourself restored that you lost? And there was no coincidence that I heard it and that it just hit me in that moment. Like, I'm delivered from it, but have I got that part of myself back, restored from it, healed completely from it? And I have not. I realize I have not. So I'm working on getting it. And I know no man can give that to me. No man can restore it to me. So I'm going to God for it. I need your prayers for me, please, for my restoration. Because I realize it's affected a lot of relationships I have with my friends and family, and even my relationship with my boyfriend. So I need your prayers, and I would love your prayers so that I can be better, I can do better, and my actions can lead along with my words. I want my actions to speak for myself and not me just speaking and saying things and then going to nothing. Like, I realize I need to be restored from this, because it, in the long run, if I leave this wound uncovered, it's going to get infected. So I need to heal the wound, patch up the wound, sew the wound together so I can stop bleeding out on other people. I need to heal properly. So, thank you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This FaceTime call was amazing. You guys have been a great listener. You're a great listener. You've been here a minute. You a great listener, girl and guy. Dude, bruh. And girls, my pookies. You guys are great listeners. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to be able to record today. I love you guys so much. I love you all so much. Drop an I love you in the comment, please. If you listened all the way to the end, love you guys. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe if you're feeling up to it. Follow the Instagram if you're feeling up to it. And if you haven't already, go give your tithes and your offerings and your prayers to 2819 Church. They need to find a home as a digital disciple there. I am trying to help with the best I can, even if it means just saying this video. Like, go sow into their ministry. If you've gotten any word from them, even if it's $10, give what you can. Everything and anything counts. All your prayers count. So do what you can. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys for staying here so long. Yeah, I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day, your night, your morning, whatever time it is, wherever you are. Underneath the surface is back. God is good. God is great. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Bye.